You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government buy-in for the people. Earlier this spring, SB 89 was heard in the New Hampshire Senate and House Election Law Committees. We described in May how SB 89 had been a bill with some sensible election improvements, but when it arrived in House Election Law, the anti-voter faction of the committee passed an amendment to block the federal, not even yet approved, S1 for the People Act from being used in state elections. Surprisingly, the Senate concurred with the amendment and is sending the bill to Governor Sununu, who has not yet signed it. Grandstanding to support the big lie, for sure, since the For the People Act still has hurdles in the U.S. Senate. Should he sign the bill, Governor Sununu would be responsible for additional cost and chaos in our electoral system. SB 89 would result in separate federal and state ballots, separate absentee ballots, and separate voter registration systems. There would be early voting for federal elections, but not for state. And there will be the expense to the state and the towns. The For the People Act would have covered some of the expense of both if the state's election wasn't separate. Governor Sununu has a choice to make on whether to choose fiscal responsibility over unfunded mandates, sensible reforms over chaos, and the freedom to vote over suppression. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. Governor Sununu's phone number is 603-271-2121. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beaton.